you hear in the recitation a special word. What were those angels giving to the Lord? Do you remember? They gave him blessing. Yes? Thanksgiving. Glory and wisdom and honor and power and strength and thanksgiving. Do you remember that word? Is something special going to happen fairly soon? Yeah? And bring gifts to the Lord. And why are we doing that? It's because it's going to be Thanksgiving. And the reading today from the Gospel of Luke tells us what real Thanksgiving is. And we'll read here from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. What's interesting is the disciples say to the Lord, or the apostles said to the Lord, add to our faith. They wanted more faith. And listen to what the Lord says to them. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to the sycamore fig tree, be thou rooted up and be thou planted in the sea, and it would obey you, saying how much faith they could have. But listen to what he tells them. This is about thanks and what we do and whether we do it for ourselves or for someone else. It says, but you, having a servant plowing or shepherding, will tell him straightway when he comes in from the field, pass by, recline. But will he not rather tell him, make ready that I may sup, and being girded, serve me till I have eaten and drunk. And after this, thou mayest eat and drink. Does he have grace or thanks for the servant because he did the things he was ordered him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all the things that you have been ordered to do, say, we are needless servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Now what does this mean? What it means is when we do good to somebody else, we shouldn't be thinking about ourselves and how everybody's going to thank us. Yes? Christmas is coming too. We should be thinking about the things of the Lord, the uses we can serve people. And things like that. Not about what people think of us, but about the thing we can do for others. What's interesting, though, is the Lord actually explains thanksgiving to them far better in the story which comes just afterward. It says, and it came to pass when he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 leprous men who stood afar off. Do you know what leprous men means? It was a horrible skin disease called leprosy, and these men had it, and they were really feeling terrible. So what did they do? They lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. So as they went to see the priest, the Lord healed them. Even though they were afar off, the Lord could do this. And so what do you think these men thought? Well, here's a picture right here. And we can see what happened. Okay? Listen to what happened. And when he saw, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, seeing that he was healed, returned and with great voice glorified God and fell upon his face by his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. So here's the man who came back. Do you see? Here, you can bring this picture. Now, one, you want to hold that so you can see over there. And then here's a picture for the other side. You see? He was a Samaritan. This man came to the Lord. He came back to the Lord. And what did he do? What did he do when he came to the Lord? Do you remember? Here, you want to pass that picture back? What did he do? Yes? Yes, he praised God and he said he gave him thanks. He came back to thank the Lord, didn't he? Do you see the man here? But what did the Lord say? He said, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Do you see the 9? In the back, do you see the 9? What are they doing? Do they look happy? Yes, they're very happy. Why are they happy? because the Lord helped them, because they no longer had leprosy. So they were very happy, and then they went away rejoicing. What did they forget to do? Go back and thank the Lord. So that's why we have Thanksgiving, and that's why we have church, to give time to the Lord. We have so many blessings from the Lord. And sometimes we think, because they come so freely to us, we forget about that. Yes? They were sick, weren't they? But the Lord healed them, didn't he? And that's what we have to remember. All the good things we have from the Lord. And so he says, there were not found any who returned to give glory to God except this stranger. He's called a stranger because he was a Samaritan. He wasn't even an Israelite. And he said to him, stand up, go, thy faith has saved thee. And being questioned by the Pharisees, the kingdom of God should come. He answered and said, the kingdom of God comes without observation. And so what we find out is all the wonders that the Lord gives us, he doesn't come and tell us every day, look what I'm giving you, does he? What does he do instead? It just comes all the time. But how do we know the Lord gives it to us? How do we know the Lord gives it to us? Well, this story told us, yes? Mm-hmm. And what we have here is reading the Word tells us. If we don't go to the Lord, we will never know it's the Lord that's giving to us. And there are thousands, millions of people who get all these wonderful things from the Lord, but they don't know they come from the Lord because the Lord keeps giving them all the air they breathe, all the food they eat, all the comforts, all the warmth they have in the winter. Everything they have comes from the Lord. And yet only a few sometimes come back and remember the Lord and thank him. And so what we see in this story is when we get something wonderful from the Lord, we shouldn't go off like those nine and show ourselves and say, look how we're cleansed. No, we should go back to the Lord and say thank you to the Lord. That's what we need to remember. It's not about us. It's about the Lord giving it to us. And the Lord, what does he do? Does he stop giving when people don't thank him? No, he still gives. He always gives. He's always giving us everything we need all the time. And that's because the Lord is gracious. Do you know what saying grace means? When you say grace, what does that mean? It means thanks. It means we're saying thank you to the Lord, not just for the food on the table, but for everything wonderful we have. Amen.